We all know what tithing is. It's when we give 10% of our earnings to the Lord. Tithing should not be confused with offering. Tithes are what we owe to the Lord. Offerings are extra gifts that we give to the Lord. Offerings are not a part of our tithings. A lot of people do not tithe for various reasons. They may feel like they cannot afford to tithe. They may not know what their money is going towards. Or they know what tithing is, but they simply refuse to tithe. The Bible is very clear on tithing. As David just read in Malachi chapter 3, tithing is giving what we owe to God. When we keep our tithes, we are robbing Him. There once was a lady named Sister Mary. One day before the presentation of God's tithes and offerings, Sister Mary began to contemplate whether or not she would give her tithe to the Lord. She held a $20 bill in her hand as she prayed silently. She explained to God how much she needed the money and then asked for a sign telling her that she could keep her tithe. As she opened her eyes, she saw the ushers begin to pass the offering plates through the pews. Suddenly, a breeze came through the window and her $20 bill was blown onto the ground. "Thank you, Lord," she said to herself as she got up to retrieve the bill. Suddenly, a lady coming down the outside aisle picked up the bill and said, "I'll get that for you, Sister Mary," and she dropped the bill in the offering plate. Sister Mary's reluctance in giving her tithes to the Lord is something that we must avoid in order to receive the full blessings of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, we are told, "Each one should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." I have not always been a cheerful giver myself. When I was younger, every time I got a large sum of money, say $50, I knew I was expected to put $5 in church, because that was 10%. Oftentimes I would think how instead of having $45 in my wallet, I could have $50. I wasn't giving with a cheerful heart. Now my attitude towards tithing has changed. As some of you know, I have a lawn care business. I cut grass during the summer. And this summer in particular, I made a whole lot of money. And every time at the end of the week, I would count up how much I made. I would calculate how much I would give from that. And then when the offering plates came during Sunday, the Sunday service, I would just take it out of my wallet, put it in the offering plate, and I wouldn't think about it again. I was giving with a cheerful heart. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, that's one verse that I live by. Another statement that I live by with my tithing is by John Wesley. He says, "Make all you can, save all you can, and give all you can." Before, when I made a lot of money, I sort of had a little reluctance to give 10%. But now when I make a lot of money, I'm actually happy because I can give more. Here in the Bible that when you tithe to the Lord, He is pleased and He blesses you. I have a few personal experiences where I felt God has blessed me because of my tithing. There was a yard this summer that I was supposed to cut. The lady, she told me the $20 would be in a car parked in her yard. But when I got the $20, the car was actually in her neighbor's yard, so I cut her neighbor's yard instead. She called me, and I had to come back about a week later to cut her yard for free. I was really mad about this, and I had a hard time cutting the yard just because I was so angry. Well, I went to my truck where I keep my extension cords and stuff, and there was a book bag. As I was looking through the book bag, I found a $20 bill. I don't know where the $20 bill came from. I may have forgotten it there, or God may have put it there, but I feel that was a blessing from God for my tithing. Another blessing to me is good grades. Every time I make good grades, my dad has an incentive where I get a certain amount for each A and then it doubles if I have straight A's. And I try to tithe off of that. Well, for the past 5 report cards, I've gotten straight A's. Along with my hard work, I feel God has blessed me. And more recently, a big blessing I think I've received from God is an acceptance to West Point. It came as a total surprise to me, and I didn't really think I was that competitive. But I was accepted, and I really feel that was a blessing. If anyone in the congregation today does not ask you to seriously consider it, I can honestly witness to you that when you tithe with a giving heart, God will surely bless you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that the sermonettes given here today will touch the hearts of those who have heard them. We ask that you continue to bless us as we continue to live by your word. In your Son's most precious name we pray. Amen.